I'm sure you'll have come across the little tear-off sticky notes that come in little pads, full for giving to your students for doing things like brainstorming or gathering ideas. Well, Wall is a digital version of that. It allows students all to access the same wall and to add their own digital sticky notes to it. Primary Wall comes from the people at Primary Technology, and so it's from the same as Primary Pad that we go. Their tools tend to be very robust, and despite the title and that they're geared to age range, you can use them with any student at any level. You can get started straight away. You don't need to create an account to use the free version. You just click on Create a Wall and just click on the wall, and you can create your first note. And any number of students can be working on the wall at the same time. All you need to do is to share out the URL of that particular wall with them, and then they can all be working on in the same place. And there's no problem with them working together. As they move notes around and as they edit notes, they become locked out for other people to use until the note's finished. And then they're once again available, once the editing is done, for other people to move around. So you might be doing something like asking students to think about a particular theme or topic. Like, for example, the chemical elements. So each of them gets a particular element, and then they have to find out something about it, write it in the note, and post it on screen. Well, if they have the choice of choosing which element they do, you could get lots of different elements and be able to categorize them by dragging them around on the sticky wall. So that's the kind of activity that is ideally suited to this particular tool. On the free version, you can create as many walls as you want. You've got the capability to be able to search through notes. So, if in the example we just mentioned, so if you wanted all the notes on magnesium, you can do that. You can sort notes. In other words, once they've been dragged around, the screen can get a bit messy, and the sort feature will smooth all that out for you and make things nice and neat. In the paid version, you get far more features, so you're able to manage the walls. On the free version, your wall only lasts 30 days, which is fine if you if it's just a transient thing. But if you want to keep it and refer back to it later on, then you need to be able to manage it. And the paid version, it doesn't cost a great deal. It's a very reasonable fee. And you've also got lots of other things like being able to change look and feel and so forth.